else they can have got this minute. Praise God, praise God. Amen. Music sounded good up here tonight.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. We do thank God that He sent us Sister Linda.
Amen.
Praise God.
He didn't just send us a piano player, but He sent us a faithful worshiping piano player.
Yes.
Amen. I knew her way back younger in Brother Humphrey's church up in North Judson, Indiana, out in a cornfield. Amen. All it was, I think, one or two stores in the whole town. That wasn't much there to choose from. I said, God, I'm glad you didn't send me to North Judson. I'm glad it wasn't me you sent up there. Amen. But thank God for men of God that will they'll take him. And when God calls them, when God calls you, amen, you're willing to go anywhere He wants you to go. Amen. When you say, Lord, I'll go anywhere you want me to go, be careful what you say, because He might want you to go to a foreign land. He might want you to go to, amen, to the Philippines or somewhere. He might even want you to go to Jamaica. I don't know. And I'm glad that, amen, we had one preacher come by here and he wanted me to go to Jamaica and preach his conference out there. I thought it was kind of strange when you got to buy your own ticket to go to the conference. But, amen. But he didn't, Brother Evans, he was a shyster. And he didn't get me for very much. As a matter of fact, he didn't get me for anything. I got mine back. But he found out that if he went to apostolic churches, gonna get them to go to the over there and preach. Amen. It's meeting, and he took several thousands of dollars. Amen. It took Brother Curtis Mosley in the Panhandle, took him for like $50,000. Brother Mosley called me wanting to know if I had an extra $3,500. I said, Brother Mosley, please tell me you have not given this guy no money. He said, well, I have. I said, he's a crook. When he called me and told me he was praying for me, I said, I'm glad you was praying for me, because I sure been praying for you. I said, and you got just about 5 days to get the money back that you owe these preachers. And some of them never got theirs back, but I did get several of them's money back to them. Amen. Because I stood up for the ministry and the men of God. But some of them didn't get theirs back. Listen, I live today by the mercy of God. God help me to never abuse or use, amen, this pulpit for anything less than what He wants it to be. You have your Bibles, turn with it, Isaiah 55 and verse 1. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you get it, say, I got it. You don't have it, say, wait on me. Praise God.
Got it.
Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money, and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight in itself in fat, delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your word tonight, God. We ask you now, God, would you anoint the lips of clay to minister, God, what you want us to say tonight. God, move in this place. Meet the needs, God, of your people. Supply according to your riches and glory. God, we give you praise and glory and honor. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Everybody said amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Don't think y'all got the air on. I don't think the air is on in here, Sister Watson. So turn a little bit of air on. Praise the Lord. Don't turn it down to 69. But turn it on for just a little while. Amen. He is speaking here to us today about how we can buy bread and wine and milk without money. By hearing. Amen. I think he's talking more about the spiritual than he is the physical.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And God will make an everlasting covenant with us.
Yes.
Even the sure mercies of David.
Yes.
Now I want to talk to us for a little while upon tonight. The sure mercies of God.
Okay.
Yeah. Amen. The sure mercies of God. Thank God tonight for his mercy.
Yes.
But if it was not for his mercy tonight, you and I would not be in this place. Amen. The enemy would have took you out a long time ago. But because of the mercy of God. Amen. Brother Evans, because of the mercy of God, you're still here. Amen. And you're not going nowhere until God gets done with you.
That's right.
And when God's done with me, it don't matter. If he's done with me and he can't use me no more, amen, you can take me home. Whichever way you want to do it, God.
Amen.
But I want to lean on the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Isaiah 55, verse 5, behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel. For he hath glorified thee. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost tonight.
Yes.
Amen. Verse number 7 said, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. Somewhere down the line, it sounds like he might have once knew God.
Yeah.
Amen. But it says for him to forsake his wickedness and turn back to God. We need this unrighteous generation and this wicked generation that we're living in tonight. We need them to turn back to God.
Yes.
Amen. There's coming a day, and I'm afraid that it's coming upon some, and it's going to come upon them unaware of what they're going to face. Amen. They think that they don't need God right now, but they will need God.
Yes,
amen. In the end of this thing, they will need God. I need him more tonight than I've ever needed him in my entire life. Amen. Are we fighting spirits tonight? We are. We're fighting devils. Amen. We're fighting spirits that want to kill our children and our grandchildren. Amen. And destroy them. But I come to tell you, the mercy of God is still extended tonight.
That's right.
And God is reaching out His hand of mercy to anybody that will come.
Yes.
He said, let him come. Let him drink of the water of life freely. Amen. This thing is free tonight.
Amen.
You can come and you can buy bread.
Amen.
Amen. You can come and buy bread. And you can come and buy wine. And you can come and buy milk tonight.
Yes.
Amen. Because the table has been spread.
Amen.
And guess what? You don't have to pay anything to get it. You won't have to pay one dime to get it. Amen. All you need to do is to surrender unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn things around in your life. Make up your mind, this is the best thing that I've ever got a hold of. Amen. Some folks are shoving it off like it's just another, amen, just another piece of trash or whatever. But I've come to tell you tonight, I'm not scrubbing this. I'm not pushing this aside because it is the mercy of God that this preacher stands in front of you. It's the mercy of God that I'm able to even open my mouth. It's the mercy of God that I can even stand on my feet tonight. And I thank God for His mercy and His kindness. Amen unto me.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My daughter was going with a boy one time. He looked over at her and he said, what will it cost me to get what your daddy's got? And she said, not a thing. All you got to do is to go down there and to the altar and repent and give yourself to God. It won't cost you a dime to get what your daddy's got. But she said, I promise you, it will cost you everything you have to keep it.
Right.
Amen. It don't cost us nothing to get it tonight. But it's going to cost us to keep it. It's going to cost us when people do you wrong that you've got to bless them instead. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. God will make an everlasting covenant with us. Even the sure mercies of David. So we receive the mercies of David in a covenant that God gave to David, just as Jesus received it. Let me read that scripture again. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that knowest not, and nations, call a nation that thou knewest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run into thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. We see the church has not got too many in it tonight. But I'm telling you, you can call it prophesying, you can call it whatever you want to. But I'm telling you that there's coming a day that the church doors are going to be flooded with people to come to this church, amen, and give their lives over to God.
Right.
Some of them, it may be too late. Amen. Some of them may have crossed the line. Amen. But there's going to be a hand of mercy stretched out, Sister Taylor. Amen. That when they come through the doors, I wish we could get a bunch of bums that don't know nothing about God to come through the doors. Harlots and prostitutes. Amen.
Amen.
Drug addicts and all of this come through the doors. And let's pray them through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I'm tired of not seeing nobody like the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You hear me?
Yeah.
I'm tired of it. And this next year, we're going to do our best to change that.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
All right.
We're going to do whatever we have to do. Because there are people out there tonight that are hurting. Amen. I said they're hurting. And they need to know that God's mercy is still available unto them. Amen. This week, and I don't want to get too much into it, but my grandson was getting ready to, amen, to close on his house next week. Amen. And they took $14,000 out of his checking account. Amen. So he's lost that money. He'll never get that back. I'm telling you, the devil's working overtime. You know what? His wife made a statement. Said, well, God will make a way. She said, well, why did God let him take my money? Amen. Sometimes God has to bring you, amen, to a low place. Amen. To where he can speak to you. He can't speak to you when you're up on the high on the mountain. When you're walking, amen, in the lilies, amen, and you're walking up there with the green grass and nothing's bothering you and you're not going through anything. But it's down in the valley, amen. But can I tell you that you, when you're down in the valley and you don't know which way to go, he's still the lily of the valley. He's still the bride of the morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to our soul. Amen. We can depend. You can't depend on man. You can't depend on your government. You can't depend on your president. But you can depend on God. Because God ain't never let you down. And he's not going to let you down tonight. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. We need to let God know we're in this critique that we're not leaving no more.
Amen.
I know all y'all pretty straight. Amen. But there's somebody out there listening tonight that needs the mercy of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Somebody needs the sure mercies. Amen. Of David tonight.
Amen.
They need to talk, amen, to the one that saved you and I. Can you remember the night? Maybe you don't remember the date, but can you remember if it was on a Saturday or a Sunday or a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday? It was on a Saturday night. Amen. That God came into my life and filled me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I'm not ashamed of this. I'm not afraid to tell somebody, you can have this just like I got. Not ashamed of it. Isaiah said, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. I don't care what you've done. We had a young man that came here, and he had pastored two churches. And he prayed back there to the Holy Ghost back there about halfway back behind Brother Sister Hooten tonight. He prayed back through and he said, but preacher, you just don't know what I've done. And I said, I do. He said, how did you know what I've done? I said, the Holy Ghost revealed it to me. And he said, what did the Holy Ghost reveal? And while he was in another country, away from his family, amen, he had a relationship with another man. And can I tell you, God forgave him.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
And to me, that's about the worst. If there's any worse sins there are, that's one of the worst ones.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But to God, sin is sin.
Right.
It don't matter what they've done, don't matter what shape they come back to God in. All that matters is when they come back to God and they reach and touch the mercy of God. And God turns turns their life around. They come to church the next service. They don't walk like they used to walk. They don't talk like they used to talk because of the mercy of God.
Amen.
We've had them some over the years of pastoring and preaching. I've seen everything that can be. But I'll know one thing tonight. I'm serving a God that I don't want nobody to go to hell.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
I don't want my worst enemy to go to hell. I don't want them that are lying on me and talking bad about me. I don't want them to go to hell. I want them to touch the mercy of God.
Amen.
And God to save them. That's what I want. Well, you're crazy, preacher. How can you love somebody that did you so wrong? I can. Because of the mercy of God.
Amen.
Because at one time I was where they was at.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the shape they was in. Amen. When God saved me, I thought He had saved the worst sinner that ever lived when He saved me. And maybe I was. I know one thing, Sister Taylor, when I touched the mercy of God, amen, my life changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never been the same.
Amen.
I believe the scripture said, after having tasted of the heavenly things of God, how? Turn you back to the beggarly elements of this world.
Mm-hmm.
This world's not my home tonight.
Amen.
You hear me? This is not my home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Isaiah 55:13. Instead of thorns shall come up the fig tree. And instead of the briars shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Aren't you glad that you're part of something that cannot be cut off tonight?
Amen.
We're part of something that the enemy can't destroy.
That's right.
We're somebody that was not even in the picture. We were in the beginning in God's eyes.
Right.
Amen. Somebody said, well, the Gentiles, they didn't have a chance. God knew that the Gentiles were going to be saved.
Sure he did.
God knew that. God knew that you were going to be saved.
Right.
And God knew who's going to go to heaven and who's going to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
God knows everything.
Right.
But it's our place tonight to get them to the church and let them see the mercy of God.
Amen.
In our lives.
Amen.
And here is the picture of how we receive it.
Yes.
Revelation 22:17.
Praise God.
And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. How many know that true river of life is the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Right.
That true water is the Holy Ghost tonight.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus, amen. Jesus spoke about the river. Amen. And it is the Spirit of God. Jesus spoke of us receiving this river, this mercy river. If we are thirsty, amen, we can come to the fountain and drink. Amen. John 7:1-10. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Judea because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of tabernacle was at hand. His brethren therefore said unto him, depart thence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. For neither did his brethren believe in him. Then Jesus said unto them, My time is not yet, but your time is always ready. My time not yet, but you could go tomorrow. You could go before the day is over. Your times could be any time. But Jesus said, My time is not yet. But your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you. Are you hearing me?
Right.
But me it hated, because I testify of it, that the works therefore are evil. Go ye up into this feast, and I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full. Come. And when he had said these words unto them, he abode still in Galilee. But when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up into the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. John 7:37, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. How many knows it's the Holy Ghost?
Holy Ghost.
But this spoke he of the Spirit. Amen. Thank God tonight for the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God for discernment. Thank God for, amen, for the gifts of the Spirit. Thank God we need all of the gifts working in operation in this church.
Yes,
somebody said, well, they can get out of hand. They could get out of hand. And I went to a church where they got out of hand. You see, a lot of people don't want the gift of discernment. A lot of people don't want the gift of, amen. All they want is the gift of tongues and interpretation.
Right, that's right. That's a fact.
That's the two gifts that they'd rather have than any other gift.
That's right.
But I'm not worried about the gifts of tongues and interpretation. Mm-hmm. But I want to be able to discern between good and evil. Amen. Somebody that's not of God, somebody that is.
Right.
The Bible says, know them that labor among you. Amen. We need to know them. When we have somebody to come and preach, amen, they're not going to preach unless I know them.
Right.
When I went to Tennessee to see my daughter and my two grandbabies, I told the pastor there I was coming to be in his service that Sunday, and he said to me, when I got there, he said, you must be Pastor Watson. And I said, yes, sir, I am. He said, Pastor, I just don't use a man unless I know him. I said, I appreciate that and I honor that. Amen, because I don't either. And can I tell you, he talked to me a little bit more, and he said, Pastor Watson, I just don't use a man if I don't know him. And I said, Brother, it's okay. I get plenty of preaching at home. Mm-hmm. Amen. I didn't come to preach today. He said, you don't understand. God just spoke to me and told me you have to preach tonight. I said, well, God said, I got to preach. I'll preach.
Amen.
And so I preached that night, and there was a lady that have been out of church, away from God, away from the mercy of God. And she was sitting on the second pew, and I looked at her, Brother Morris, and I said, "Sis, don't you think it's time to come home?" Sister Taylor, she ran out of that pew and fell in the altar and began to squall and bawl before God. And it wasn't long until she was talking in tongues in that heavenly language. The pastor said, "You don't understand what just happened, Pastor Watson." He said, "That woman was my choir director. That woman was my secretary of my church. That woman was my Sunday school teacher." He said, "She's been out of church for 4 years. She's been out. But the mercy of God was extended to her. And God is reaching out to anybody that is willing to accept that God still loves them."
Amen.
Some folks just have felt like God don't love them no more. Amen. God don't care about them no more. But I come to tell you tonight, God cares. Amen. About you and about me. And if anything tonight, He does not. Amen. He did not come into the world, amen, to destroy us, but that we would be able to repent and give our lives over to God. Thank God tonight for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Thank you.
So thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank you.
The day after, amen, the Feast of Tabernacle, as the conclusion of the series of yearly festivals, ended that series of seven feasts, great day. 8th day always means beginning. Man, we need a new beginning in Dundee.
Yes.
Amen. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
We need a new beginning.
Thank you, Jesus.
We need somebody. Amen. We need these altars. Amen. Soaking wet with tears. Not just from sinner folks, but from the saints of God to get around the altars again. And the Bible said when Zion begins to travail, sons and daughters are born. Amen. There's just no travailing anymore in the house of God. We need to get back to it. Zechariah 14, verse 8, "And it shall be in that day the living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea. And in summer and in winter shall it be. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and His name one." How many is glad that we know that there ain't but one Lord tonight?
Amen.
I told somebody recently when they left the church, I said, "You can leave the church." And I said, "As far as I'm concerned, amen, I've done everything I know to do, so you have my blessing. Amen, you have my blessing to go." But I said, "If you leave here and go to a Trinity church, you're going to die and go to hell."
Yep, yep.
Well, it is right.
That's right.
It's the truth.
Yep. Amen.
Help me, Lord. I'll be nice. We've got to quit patty caking and tiptoeing around this gospel and start preaching it, amen, to where that they're sitting on the pews and the Holy Ghost is falling on them and they're being filled with the Holy Ghost before they ever even get up out of their seat.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what we need.
Amen.
Zechariah 14 and 16, "And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the feast of the tabernacle." Amen. In Revelation 21 and 3, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God, the feast of tabernacle, is with men. Amen. God, amen. We don't have to go in and some priest, amen, go. We don't have to have a preacher to go into the holiest of holies for us no more.
Right.
We don't have to have nobody to go in and do our praying for us. This is what's wrong with the world today.
Right.
They got somebody else doing the praying for them.
Yeah.
Amen. I want to make sure, amen, when I'm talking, I want to make sure that I get everything cleared up between me and God.
Amen.
I don't want some guy going in there, amen, with a rope around his leg, amen, and a bell jingling, amen. As long as the bell kept jingling, they were all right. But when the bell kept ringing, amen, they drug them out of the feet.
Yeah.
Now we can come before the throne of God.
Amen.
And we can come before it boldly.
Yeah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank God for His mercy.
Amen.
He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. And God Himself shall be with them and be their God. Thank God that He's with us tonight. Amen. Revelation 21, 4 and 5. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. This ought to make somebody want to live for God. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. Oh, thank God. Amen. I got to serve God because I want this pain to leave.
Right.
I told somebody yesterday, amen, me and Brother Marsh and Brother Hampson went fishing, and we backed the truck down in a spot we should have got together and counseled with one another before we did. Amen. But we wanted to go fishing so bad. Amen. We got the truck buried down. Amen. And so we had to call my grandson to drag us out, get us out. And, amen, we won't do that again. Next time we'll have Brother Marsh's four-wheel drive. Sister Marsh says, you think so? That won't happen, huh? Brother, we probably won't get to never go on that lake to the boat again.
I don't think so.
Amen. I don't think so.
That was first and last.
Amen.
Alpha and Omega.
But God shall wipe away all of their tears. I'm closing, I promise. From their eyes. And there shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying, neither shall be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for the bread. Amen of God.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Amen.
Revelation 22:1 said, and he showeth me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. 22:3 said, and there shall be no more curse. Listen to this. For the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Just as Isaiah 55 said, the thorns would be replaced by the fig tree, and the thorns represent the curse of the Garden of Eden. Revelation says there is no more curse. Zechariah 14 and Revelation 21 and 22 both show living water and God's throne in the New Jerusalem. Just as Jesus spoke of living water at the Feast of Tabernacles. Acts 2 and 33, therefore, and I'm closing. Therefore, being by the right hand of God, exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this, which ye now see and hear.
Amen.
The Spirit is shed forth, which is literally poured out as though it were a river. With Christ having gone to the throne and shedding forth the Spirit, this is perfectly symbolic in Revelation 22, visions of the Lamb, and what the Father poured out the river of life. What a time it's going to be.
Amen.
Amen. I love the book of Revelation. Don't preach out of it a whole lot, but I love it.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I love this whole book.
Yes.
Amen.
I love this whole book.
Yeah.
We had one of our missionaries went to China, and they were given out. They were undercover, underground, and they were given out these little bitty New Testaments. They were given out. Brother Brent. And when they were giving them out, they would take this little New Testament and they would put it in their arms and they would wrap their arms around it and just weep and cry. And my God, anybody ever heard that song, Dust on the Bible? Dust on the Holy Word. Hardly ever is the Bible picked up anymore. But can I tell you, amen, if you got dust on it, you need to get the dust off it.
Amen.
Because it's coming a day and it's coming soon. You're going to need it.
Amen. Amen.
It's going to be your refuge in the midst of your storm.
Amen.
Mercy. The sure mercies of God. Thank God for mercy tonight. Stand with me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh God, I'm so worthy, so unworthy of you tonight, Jesus. So unworthy of your mercy. So unworthy of your kindness and your grace. But thank you. That song says, thanks for loving me. Amen. Thank you for loving me tonight, Jesus. Praise God. Let's go to God in prayer together. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for these that have come out tonight to worship your Lord and God. Thank you for allowing me to minister tonight, God. Lord, I thank you tonight for your love and your peace, God, that you've given us. That's beyond all understanding, God. God, we pray tonight, God, for our church. God, that our church will, God, get hungry in this next year. And God, send us a good revival, Lord, with Brother Sebastian, God. Lord, that God's souls will receive the Holy Ghost. Lord, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. God, as the Spirit gives to us. God, we give you praise and glory tonight. Go with every one of us to our home, our place of abode. Lord, put your hand of mercy on everybody in this place tonight. God, and help us more. We need you, Lord, more today than we've ever needed you before. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.